We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Morning Mess, time for another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Frida?
Morning.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Frida. How can we help you? And is it David we see?
Yeah, David. David and I have had a bit of a rocky journey. We've been together for 2 years. In that time, we've broken up 7 times.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a lot.
Like every quarter, girl?
Pretty much. Yeah, more or less.
Is it a recurring problem?
Yeah, it's kind of just the same problem, actually. I've been catching him. He's been DMing a lot of girls. He always says that it's, like, innocent. And it's not super incriminating, but it's, like, just stuff that seems a little weird to me. You know, it's, like, heart emojis or just saying, like, hot, or, you know, just stuff that seems like a little bit inappropriate when you're in a relationship with somebody.
A little bit? That's a lot of inappropriate if you ask me.
Well, that's what I say, but then he just says that I'm being insecure and that he needs to be somebody who's more secure in their own selves. And I am not insecure. No one has ever accused me of that. I just genuinely think that he is being inappropriate and he's basically saying that I'm blowing things out of proportion.
That's a legitimate problem, but so this is like an ongoing thing or is this a new thing that happened?
It's an ongoing thing and I kind of had just made my peace with it, being like, whatever, maybe he's just like, this is just his way. I got to give him some space. I got to show him that I trust him. Until last week, we were watching TV together and I saw on his Instagram, he was following this girl, much younger, and do not know who she is. And so I looked her up and he's been just liking every single one of her photos. Mm-hmm. Going back to 2014.
Jesus! Oh my gosh, that's a very long time.
Yeah, exactly. And then it seems like from at least from her Instagram that she just moved here from Vegas. So I feel like this has got to be like a recent thing that's been going on. And I suspect that maybe they're flirting. I just don't know exactly what's going on. And that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. Because even though it's kind of indicative of prior behavior, it feels like this is something new.
Hmm. So you think he's messing with this girl off Instagram?
Yeah, exactly. I need to know the truth of it because right now I feel like a paranoid person.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think that's paranoid. Has she ever responded? Does she like his photos back?
Yeah, it seems like there's definitely a back and forth happening. Hmm.
Well,
of some kind, even if it's just in likes, but
to give him the benefit of the doubt, if this is a girl that just moved here, maybe she's just genuinely trying to make friends.
Hello.
And following people from like in town.
I mean, possibly, but like even just like going into the profile, they have no other mutual connections. Like,
ooh,
it's not as if they work together or they have friends in common or something.
That's sketchy.
Yeah, right? Maybe I'm just being crazy, but I really want to just stop feeling this way and I want to know the truth.
Now, you said she's much younger than him. What's the age difference of your man and this girl, you think?
I'm going to say at least 15 years.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. Like, definitely.
Your man's not 30, is he?
Oh, my God.
No, he's not.
Because then we're calling the cops real quick.
No. He's 37.
Okay.
That's still a lot.
I know. Which, just again, if it is just like, oh, we're just friends, I'm like, no, you're not. What do you have in common with this person? As far as I'm concerned, you could have been her babysitter. Like, come on.
No, I mean, that's totally fair. 15 years, he literally could have babysat her. Has he ever mentioned her? Like, he hasn't brought her up at all?
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I even, like, tried to lead a conversation like, oh, so, like, anything new or any new friends from work or anybody, you know, do you want to have it? Like, do you want to have a party? I'm trying to see if, like, it organically comes up.
Right. You're dropping hints and giving them every opportunity to introduce this girl into your life.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Okay, well, say no more. What we're going to do here is a staycation setup. We're going to call David up, offer him a free romantic staycation, and see who he wants to put on that reservation for you.
Okay.
Hopefully he says your name, Frida. If not, wait, do we know this girl's name?
Tasha or Tasha? I don't know. I've never met this person, so.
Tasha. Okay.
Well, we'll keep that in mind.
Well, if he says Tasha, it's definitely the girl from Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, well, hold on. We're going to get his number from you and then give him a call and set him up, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Staycation Setup with your Morning Mess. It's up next. Morning Mess, we're back with the Staycation Setup. We spoke to Frida moments ago. She let us know that she suspects her man David's cheating on her. You know, they've been off and on for years, specifically due to Instagram. She found her man David following this one girl, and this girl following him back, and the likes have been plentiful. Frida, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You've even dropped some hints to your man, David, of maybe him disclosing the information that he has a new friend in his life that moved in town from Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I really want there to be an explanation for it, and I'm just really afraid that there isn't.
Now, real quick here, because you had told us just a few minutes ago that you have been on and off in this relationship, like, I think 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, 7.
If he is, in fact, cheating on you, are you going back to him at this point?
Oh, God, no. Absolutely no way. No.
Can you make a promise to yourself right now that this is it? 8th time is the charm.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah. No, that it's done.
Let's hope.
I don't believe her.
Joey!
Well.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with David?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite.
I didn't enter anything.
That is actually a really good point. One thing I want you to know is we've actually selected you because you have used Google and Yelp, and you've reviewed different places on there in the past. We were hoping to offer you this free weekend in exchange for reviews of your experience. So it's a limited time offer, and it's also a great opportunity for you to show some appreciation for a special someone in your life.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm interested. Thanks.
Are you sure about that, sir? There are no deposits, fees, or taxes included with this weekend stay. It's something
that... So does it cost me anything?
It does not cost you a single thing unless you decide to get room service.
As long as I don't have to give you my credit card, that's cool.
Sounds good to me. I'm going to go ahead and get started with the reservation if you're okay with that. Now, David, one of my first questions here is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. Now, because this is a romantic weekend, I wanted to give you a chance to think about a personal message you'd like to leave. I'll give you a moment to think about that.
Just something like, I like you a lot, or something like, is that cool?
Yeah, sure. I can put that. My next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Okay. Tasha.
Oh, my fucking God.
Hello.
So, David, we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
Wait, is that Frida?
Oh, my God. You're such a piece of
That's Frida. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. She called us, let us know she suspected you cheating with this IG chick.
I'm not cheating on anybody.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding me. You're calling the radio?
You are a fucking hypocrite.
You're a hypocrite.
Are you for real?
How am I cheating on you?
Are you kidding me? You're taking some other woman on a romantic getaway. That's all I need to hear.
You go on vacation with your girlfriends all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. This is exactly like that. Oh, you must be really proud of yourself right now.
Okay, I can't talk to any other woman for the rest of my life. That's really normal.
You can talk to all the women you want. Just don't sleep with them on our romantic vacay.
Well,
exactly.
There's two beds.
I'm your girlfriend.
Wait a minute. How do you know I never mentioned anything about two beds? David, come
Every
on now.
Two beds. Every
no, it's
beds.
That's not the case. Now, let's just be very
sometimes
clear.
Sometimes there are two beds.
That is not the case with a romantic weekend giveaway. We did not specify that
I
during
can get
the presentation.
A cot for her. We're not sharing a bed.
You are pathetic. Honestly,
she
I
just
can,
moved.
I, honestly,
she,
I feel
she
pathetic.
Doesn't have any friends.
Oh, yeah.
Stop laughing, Joey.
This guy's hilarious.
You're hilarious.
Thank you.
Date my girlfriend. Jesus Christ.
Okay, everybody needs to stop real quick. Everybody needs to stop right now, okay? Frida called us asking for help because she was concerned you were cheating on her in your relationship. Clearly, you are.
I'm not cheating on her.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, all right.
Come on.
You have to have with people to cheat on them.
That's actually not true.
You could just be giving her hickeys on her butt cheek, and that would be cheating, too, because I don't think Frida would have liked that.
So you're not just a cheater, you're also a liar. Cool. Really, really great to have that clarity.
Oh, yeah. Frida also calls radio stations to f*** with me. Nobody cares about that.
You know what? Thank f***ing God. I am so glad that I get to be done with you now.
Are you truly done, though, Frida?
Frida's
never done with me.
Excuse you.
And he is speaking facts because you guys have been off and on, and you keep taking him back,
yeah.
Frida.
Frida likes the drama. she likes me begging to get her back. She likes being wooed. She gets bored after a couple months. She blows up. She gets dramatic. And then
do you hear all this, Frida?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Well, you know what? Beg all you want. I'm never coming back to you. Honestly,
you literally, you could just record that yourself that and just play it back to me every 3 months because you say the same thing.
Oh, my God.
The savagery.
I am not here for
this. So how long will it take for you to get back Frida, David?
Joey.
With her, it's usually 5 to 7 weeks before I start getting texted.
Frida, girl, you don't need to sit back and let him talk smack about you like this. There's no reason for it.
No, I'm just so done with you. It's just I've never felt queer about anything in my entire life.
Do you guys believe Frida, seriously?
I do, because you know what? We have counseling services that we're going to offer to her.
None of you guys believe her.
There is going to be something extra for you to work through this.
Because, she's
going to
take him back.
Because, you know...
She likes to break up with me so she can sleep with other people.
Oh my God!
And that's what we're not going
to
do.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that you were trying to make me into the bad guy in this situation.
Are you done, Frida?
Oh, I'm so done.
Okay.
I'm done, too.
David, are you still there?
Yeah,
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Miss Frida, obviously this guy has been disrespecting you for so many years. But here's the thing. I feel like you might give him another chance.
Can you just make a promise to us? Just say, I swear.
Yeah, I swear.
My name is Frida.
My name is Frida.
And I will never, ever get back with David.
And I will never, ever, 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 ever get back with David.
Okay. I feel it. She's I believe lying. That. She's not lying.
Frida, why do you take him back? Yeah. Like, why each time he disrespects, do you take him back? Is he bombing the sack? What is it?
Oh, my God. I mean...
He makes your toes curl?
No.
He makes your toes curl.
No.
He makes your toes throw up West Side, isn't it?
Oh,
that's
my
what it is.
God.
I mean, I understand it. Just be truthful. Anyway, put her on hold.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.